Dr. Gazala Moyeti is an OBGYN, and prior to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, she was an abortion care provider in Texas. Now there's a near total ban on abortions in the state, and the law also targets doctors. Providing an abortion in Texas is now a felony. Dr. Gazala Moyeti joins us now. Dr. Moyeti, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Melissa.
I know that you still describe yourself as an abortion care provider. What does that mean now in Texas?
Yeah, it's very different, but in some ways the work has not changed. I can't actually directly take care of my community here right now, but I'm still teaching medical students and residents across the state, teaching community members about abortion care. And what I've seen since the fall of Roe is that learners, medical students, residents are even more eager and hungry to learn the skills to be able to take care of their patients and to save their lives when they need to.
There is, I guess, a very, very narrow carve out in this near total ban for question of life-saving care in dire circumstances. But help me to understand and help our listeners to understand, is it extremely rare to have these kinds of circumstances? What would count as these circumstances? Just what are we even talking about here?
Unfortunately, it's not rare. The reality is that as an OBGYN or anyone, frankly, that takes care of pregnant people, we know that there are weekly, almost, situations that arise where someone, their bag of water breaks, but prior to what we would call viability in the second trimester, or they start bleeding, or they develop preeclampsia, high blood pressure, any number of things that if the pregnancy is not ended, will cause harm to the pregnant person and will not result in a live birth. So these situations have always existed, and they arise in any hospital in this country once every other week. It's not new. And what has happened is that our ability to take care of people in a timely fashion, to prevent injury, to prevent a host of complications, varies from city to city, hospital to hospital, and day by day. Who's working? Who is making the decision? When is it an emergency enough? And that is, it's terrifying for every single pregnant person in states with laws like this.
Talk to me about the felony criminal component for the physician. I want to understand the kind of extent of this. So you cannot perform first trimester abortion unless you can indicate that there is, you know, this kind of clear and present danger to the life of a pregnant person. What if you traveled to provide an abortion? Is that acceptable or allowable under this law? If the person that you provide it to is a resident of Texas, but you're not providing it in Texas, like how far does the reach of Texas go on this law?
You know, that is one of the scary parts, is that remains to be seen. It's not clear. I think any reasonable mind looking at the law, and of course, I'm not a lawyer, but still any one of us looking at these laws would say, of course not. The state doesn't have reach outside of Texas. This is a Texas-based law. But the reality is that it is intentionally vague. The Attorney General of Texas and several politicians in Texas have indicated that these laws do reach past our state borders, that they intend to come after us. And in fact, several politicians have already started the harassment of abortion funds for funding people to leave out of state. So it's not clear. This is completely unprecedented. So we don't know. It's a very tricky space to be practicing in, where you're not sure if what you're doing is potentially illegal, and either you do it and hope that you don't get arrested, or you proactively sue to clarify, which is exactly what I'm doing in conjunction with, I think, all of the abortion funds in Texas.
Has there been an uptick in negative health outcomes for women since this near total ban? I'm wondering if there's even research happening about this yet, since it's all relatively new.
So I think what the sheer numbers, that will remain to be seen. It's a very difficult thing to track for a number of reasons. We don't have a mechanism to track how systems of oppression negatively impact maternal health. And what I mean is that when a state looks at maternal morbidity and mortality, they don't check off abortion ban denied life-saving care, right? Systemic racism led to poor outcomes. Those aren't the categories that they look at. They look at categories that, to some effect, blame the person themselves for what has happened to them. They had a heart issue. They had bleeding. They had preeclampsia. And they don't look at the systems that create this. So it is very difficult to track because we look at these on an individual basis rather than the structure that creates this harm and inequity. And when we're looking at something like a maternal death in a state like Texas, we don't even have a report for the last year, 2 years, 3 years. I think we're still waiting on a report from 9 years ago on the causes of our maternal deaths. So it will be many, many years before we even know who has potentially died from these laws. And then on top of that, how will we know? There's never going to be a physician or a hospital that comes forward and says, yes, this patient we were trusted to care for died because we denied care. Mm-hmm. It's never going to happen.
Right. That's an insurance issue, right?
Right. Yes. The malpractice company would not let them be risk management. It would never happen. And so these cases will almost exclusively rely on the pregnant person who is about to die realizing that they have been denied care because of an abortion ban, them communicating that to someone they love, then them dying, right? It's just horrible to think about. And then that person that they entrusted with that knowledge coming forward and telling the story. The reality is that that is not going to happen as often as we think it should be and as often as the actual cases are happening across the country and in my state too.
Doctor, take a quick pause with me. We're going to be right back with more on The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back, and I'm continuing my conversation with Dr. Moyeti, OBGYN and abortion care provider in Texas. Dr. Moyeti, I said, I feel like we've been on a bit of a journey. You've been so generous with your time to repeatedly come back and talk with our listeners. So tell us a little bit about what the emotional, the maybe just weighing the life choices that you and your family and your practice, your staff have been through in these recent months.
Yeah, we have definitely been on a journey. I appreciate you having me back over and over again. And it has definitely been an emotional journey for me, for my family, and for all of my colleagues in the state. You know, immediately after the decision came out this summer, you know, we spoke, I was extremely down. And I'm usually a super positive and joyous person. And even though we knew what was going to happen, we have known, it was still a moment of introspection and reflection for me and for my family, and I'm sure many other people in the state. I considered moving. I still consider when is going to be the time that I do have to leave. At that point, you know, my partner and I started making a list. Where could we live? Where can I want to practice an abortion abundance. I have been fighting to provide compassionate care to people. I know how meaningful it is to every single patient I take care of, how life-changing it is. And I want to move into a space where I can provide that care without fear, without stigma. Abortion abundance is what I've been saying. And we thought about it and I started making motions and then just nothing's changed really. But the more I worked on it and continue to do my work in Texas, teaching, educating, advocating, working among coalition partners. Like, still, this seems like where I'm needed, where my work is meaningful and impactful. Even though it's painful, it's still fulfilling, and I still find joy in the teaching that I am able to do, in the impact I'm able to have here. So it's definitely been a journey. I don't have an answer, but I'm dreaming of abortion abundance for all of us.
The 2022 midterms proved to be a moment of perhaps more optimism and light for, or as you might say, abundance, maybe than might have been initially expected by some. Do you look towards 2024 as a possibility for a restoration of your capacity to practice in the state and with the communities that you're so committed to?
You know, I definitely was hoping that this election, this midterm, would make a difference. But the reality for folks in Texas is we're working, but we're a long way from state political change for a number of reasons. And elections are truly not what's going to liberate us. The courts are not what's going to liberate us. I think that these are areas where we need to focus and continue working. But honestly, like, what happens in an election for the people that I take care of is not as important as in their day-to-day lives, if that makes sense. Of course, it has an impact, but the 2024 election isn't going to change anything for us in Texas. We need bold action, not incremental change. We need leaders right now that are in power to do something way more meaningful, way more, I mean, bold. I don't know what a better word is for that, but just we need more than what we are getting right now. And it is possible. And it's, we don't need to wait for another candidate, another election, another whatever. People want this change now, and we need people that are brave enough to do it. Those of us on the ground, we are being brave every day. We need those with less to lose to join us in that.
Dr. Gazala Moyeti is an OBGYN and an abortion care provider in Texas. Dr. Moyeti, thank you for being here, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Melissa.